Ride Like a Girl is a movie. It was just newly released last week, and it tells the inspiring story of Michelle Payne, who rode a rank outsider to victory in the Melbourne Cup 4 years ago, becoming the first female jockey to win our most famous race. It opened in cinemas on Thursday and went straight to number one at the Australian box office, which is all very gratifying for its director, having her first crack at directing a movie, the celebrated Oscar-nominated Australian actor Rachel Griffiths. Rachel, welcome to RN.
Such a pleasure.
Now, I expected, I'll be honest, perhaps having a little tear in my eye by the closing credits when I watched this movie, but I didn't expect to have a tear in my eye before the opening credits had even finished, because you start with this astonishing TV footage of the real Michelle Payne as a little girl expressing a momentous ambition.
She does. At 5 years old, the film opens with her saying, she's asked, what kind of jockey does she want to be? And she says, I just want to win the Melbourne Cup. And it just puts everybody, you kind of hear a wave of,
astonishing.
And then you go in and it's such an unusual, you know, declaration. It's like, you know, Jason or whatever his name was saying, I just want to get the golden fleece,
yes.
You know, and then we go on a 25-year journey for, you know, for him to get his golden fleece. So it's, you know, the announcement of the heroine's, you know, prize at the beginning of a film.
We know how it ends, and that's one. There's no spoiler alert here on this particular. But it also shows that the Payne story, the Michelle Payne story, but the Payne family story, because I'd forgotten all of this, or perhaps I never really knew it, was considered so newsworthy that was why little 5-year-old Michelle Payne was being interviewed. Is that they had horribly tough.
Well, also that her own sisters, I mean, we as women breaking into male-dominated fields or just feminism generationally say that we stand on the shoulders of our metaphorical sisters who came before us. But Michelle, you know, really did. And when she won the Melbourne Cup, and I didn't even know girls were jockeys, my first thought was what kind of woman would want to do that? My second thought was what kind of woman would take to do that. And it is no surprise that she's the daughter of a trainer, that she had 8 siblings ride before her, that she had 7 sisters riding. Her sister Bridget, who passed after a terrible fall, was the second woman to ride professionally in Victoria. Her sister Therese won the Bendigo Cup. Kathy was a very accomplished rider on city tracks, now married to Karen McAvoy. So it isn't a surprise that she had her literal sisters, you know, getting changed in broken down caravans in paddocks behind tracks, like really doing the hard yards of being the women, you know, at the pointy end of breaking through. And she's the last of the litter, you know, the last Payne to have the crack at being in the gate on Melbourne Cup, to put the name in the history books beyond, you know, Victorian racing.
Well, look, it's an extraordinary story about Michelle Payne, but there is a sort of a parallel story, which is not about a woman, but about a man, and that is the father, Paddy, because he was left to raise 10 kids, one of whom had Down syndrome, one of whom, Michelle, was only a few months old after his wife died in a car accident. And that is the other half of this story. You
Very
haven't
much.
Sugared it's, that. There was a complex
it's a father,
relationship.
It is a father-daughter story. Look, Paddy is such an extraordinary figure. You know, I mean, he's 83 years old. He's a Kiwi. He holds his cards quite close to his chest. He's certainly not the effusive, you know, father from the castle. You know, upon bringing home the Melbourne Cup, Jockey's Cup, there was no, this all goes straight in the pool room. But he only ever saw the abilities of his children. And for a man of his age to not discriminate by gender or put Stephen in a, you know, a special box that would limit, you know, his view of his professional capabilities, the kind of career he could have, or how rich and fulfilling his personal life, you know, could be. He did none of that. He saw all his children equal in the sense of what opportunities could be available.
But he was also, there was a certain element, as you portrayed, he's a certain amount of emotional remoteness, which pained Michelle Payne.
There is a, you know, look, I think I cannot imagine raising 10 children alone after the tragic loss of your own partner, and being a country family, you know, pulling together required to do that would have to be, I think, very much loving, living in the practical, you know, that family pull together in an incredibly practical way. But, you know, he moved to a dairy farm so that they could stay together. And I think there was a sense after Mary passed, you know, someone said, why don't I'll take the littlies and so-and-so can take the middlies and you keep the oldies. And he said, no, we will all stay together.
We have only a little bit of time, and there's so much in this I want to try to touch on.
So much.
One of the things I really want to credit you on is the horse racing scenes, which for the first time in the life for anyone who's not a professional jockey, gives you a sense of that bump and speed and the sheer velocity of horse flesh, and also the sledging, if that's true, as to how
there
much
is,
they...
There is a lot of sledging going. No, look, we're very fortunate to be making this film in the digital age, so the camera is available to us, even that were perhaps not available 3 years ago. And our pitch was that it's a Disney princess movie meets Hacksaw Ridge, and from the moment you're in the barriers and the moment you're inside the race, you are up on that ridge. You are in a war zone, and it is loud, and it is frightening, and it is hard to see the geography of where you are, and you are a girl usually riding alone amongst, you know, boys yelling at each other. I didn't direct those sequences. They were coordinated by Chris Simons, who's a jockey, who coordinated all the, and choreographed all the races, and directed by a fabulous second unit director, Jamie Dolan, with much exploration of where to mount cameras on horses and jockeys. I had extraordinary jockeys being camera people for the first time in their careers at the same time. But it's definitely, you know, we are delivering a sports film, but really ultimately the film is about family, it is about faith, and it is about the resilience required as a girl to have a dream and stick with it through huge adversity, both, you know, familial and, you know, the toughness required.
Now, I must also mention Stevie, the Down syndrome brother, who plays himself. How brilliant he is.
Well, it is. And I think, honestly, obviously women are coming out completely celebrating the hero that Michelle Payne is. But in terms of our cinema, you know, celebrating inclusivity, and we were funded through Australia's Screen Australia's Gender Matters Project, the first project funded with a female director, female writer, female producer, female heroine. But for this inclusive cinema, you know, what has been really behind, I think, is the inclusion of people of all abilities, and this film celebrates Stephen Payne both professionally, because you see him with the horses, and it's amazing how horses behave around him.
Yeah.
He's in charge of millions of dollars worth of horse flesh. But as a performer, it is a breakthrough moment to show how much more wonderful and extraordinary and funny and gorgeous and heartbreaking our stories can be when...
Absolutely.
When we include the beautiful diversity of, you know, our human community.
Well, I heard you say you wanted to make a PG feminist sports film that would make men cry. I think
that
you,
was the
in my case, you succeeded. Rachel Griffiths, congratulations on Ride Like a Girl. It's a fabulous movie.
Thank you. We're just so thrilled that Australian audiences have made it their number one entertainment choice. It is so rare. So all of you who have seen it, please tell everybody else. Grandparents, if you've got the kids this school holidays, take the grandkids. It's playing as young as 8, as old as 98-year-old. I got an email from last week. So it really is that old-fashioned family film.
It sure is. Rachel Griffiths, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much, and I enjoy listening to you.
Cheers. Bye for now.